Good morning. This is KWSO News. A boil water notice that was issued after a water main was damaged as Warm Springs Construction was doing site prep across the street from the Behavioral Health Center has been lifted. Warm Springs Construction assisted the branch of public utilities with the repairs on Tuesday, October 26th, and water was restored. Water samples were reviewed by the Environmental Protection Agency, and they have concurred with the branch of public utilities to rescind the boil water notice as of Wednesday afternoon. On Tuesday, the U.S. Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee on a voice vote approved Chuck Sams' nomination to lead the National Park Service. Sams, an Oregonian who would be the first enrolled tribal member to be the National Park Service director, won the support of several Republicans on the committee. Before his interview with the committee, Oregon Senator Ron Wyden had this to say about Chuck Sams.
Thank you to colleagues who have talked to me about Chuck Sams. This is a person who represents the very best of my state. He listens. He doesn't just listen. He hears people, and he cares, and he follows up. So, Chuck Sams, we're sure glad you're here today. And all Oregonians this morning are proud that you are here on behalf of our state, and more importantly, on behalf of the whole country, to outline how you would proceed to tackle this extraordinarily important job. And I thank you.
A member of the Confederated Tribes of the Umatilla Indian Reservation, Sams has held several jobs in reservation leadership and in other nonprofit organizations. He must now be confirmed by the full Senate before he takes office. A vote has not been scheduled. If agreed to by the full Senate, he would be the first confirmed head of the National Park Service since January 2017. Another rural conservative county in Oregon has expressed interest in becoming a part of Idaho. The Oregonian Live reports that voters in Harney County on Tuesday approved a ballot measure which requires local officials to hold meetings about moving the county into Idaho. The measure passed with more than 63% of the vote. Harney became the eighth of Oregon's 36 counties to vote for considering adjusting Oregon's border to put much of rural eastern and southern Oregon in Idaho. These ballot initiatives are non-binding. If Idaho and Oregon were to negotiate a border adjustment, the U.S. Congress would have to sign off on it. The other counties that have voted for a similar initiative are Baker, Grant, Jefferson, Lake, Malheur, Sherman, and Union. Health officials in Oregon say they are expecting 180,000 initial doses of the pediatric COVID-19 vaccine, which is enough to cover nearly 53% of the state's roughly 342,000 children ages 5 to 11. Following the final sign-off to Pfizer's kid-size COVID-19 shot on Tuesday, Oregon Governor Kate Brown encouraged parents to have their children vaccinated against the deadly virus. Officials at the health authority caution parents they might have to wait a few days before the vaccine is widely available. About two-thirds of the pediatric doses coming to Oregon are being shipped directly to healthcare settings like pediatricians' offices. The other third is going to pharmacies around the state. And in local sports, registration for Madras Youth Basketball will be closing on November 15th. They need a minimum of 8 players per team, and if they aren't able to get teams to 8 players, they will refund registration money or combine grade levels to make a team. Because current registration numbers are low, the Cascade Basketball League is allowing 4th grade teams to play, and if needed, 4th graders could be added on to 5th grade teams. For those families who are interested but are having trouble paying the registration fee, the Every Kid Sports Scholarship could help with that fee. At the Madras High School, they are hosting an open gym November 8th through 10th at 3:30 p.m. in the Madras High School gym for all interested in playing high school boys basketball. There is also a lunch meeting for those interested boys basketball players on Tuesday, November 9th in Mr. Hare's classroom. Make sure you are registered to play basketball and that your physical is up to date before tryouts. Warm Springs K-8 Eagles basketball kicks off their season next Tuesday, November 9th, as their B teams will be in Culver, followed by the Eagles A teams hosting Trinity at home on Wednesday, November 10th. That's a look at news and sports. Reporting for KWSO News, I'm Duncan Bruno.